USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The top Democrat in the U.S. House says everyone except Trump-aligned Republicans in the House want bipartisan compromise on immigration.
We're in a period of divided government. That means we should be trying to find bipartisan common ground.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, he supports bipartisan efforts toward national security and compromise border security legislation. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Senate measure is inadequate. Jeffries argues that Johnson and House Republicans haven't read it yet. An early year atmospheric river is drenching parts of California this week, bringing the threat of significant flooding and mudslides. The rainfall and high winds began Saturday, and according to the National Weather Service, they could last through Wednesday this week. California Governor Gavin Newsom's already declared an emergency for 8 Southern California counties being heavily impacted by the storms. President Biden campaigning out west over the weekend while winning the Democratic primary in South Carolina.
South Carolina, we did it again.
President Biden at a campaign stop in Las Vegas over the weekend. The president winning the Democrat primary in South Carolina Saturday.
You did it for me again. Thank you. 2020 and now again in 2024. Now let's go win the whole thing. Let's win it all.
We also learned the president, for a second year in a row, will not be sitting down for an interview prior to the Super Bowl, which has become sort of a tradition in the country. No reason has been given. I'm Laura Winters.
The federal election interference trial involving Donald Trump is being delayed as the judge officially cancels the scheduled March 4th trial. This comes as an appeals court considers Trump's claim of presidential immunity in the case. The court will establish a fresh trial date when a decision is made on the immunity issue. This is USA News.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 24/7, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South. In the entertainment capital of the world, the Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
U.S. attacks on Iran-backed radical Islamist militias in the Middle East will continue, according to one high-ranking White House advisor. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told NBC's Meet the Press over the weekend that U.S. efforts will continue following two weekend rounds of attacks on dozens of targets in Iraq, Syria, and Yemen. The U.S. says this is in retaliation for an earlier drone strike that killed three American troops and injured dozens more at a base in Jordan. Older New Yorkers being urged to roll up their sleeves, get themselves vaccinated against three potentially dangerous viruses.
Experts say the flu, COVID-19, and RSV can pose a serious threat to people who are 60 and older. Folks in that age group have ended up in the hospital or even lost their lives after getting infected. Medicaid can be used to cover the cost of these vaccines. A list of immunization sites can be found online. I'm Dave Collins.
A small plane crashes into a mobile home in Florida, killing three people. Details released now. The Federal Aviation Administration identifying those killed as a member of the flight crew and two individuals on the ground. The incident unfolded 7:08 p.m. Eastern when authorities received simultaneous calls about a structure fire and a mayday signal from the pilot of the aircraft, which had gone off radar about 3 miles from the runway of St. Pete Clearwater International Airport. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.